Sam Tarchetti joins us from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Sam, welcome back. Great to have you with us, by the way. Loved that picture of you and your grandson, James. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. He's my buddy, so he's still going. So he's two, and sometimes I think he's going on 13. But, yeah, thanks for mentioning him.
Yep. Know the feeling. I have six of them myself. It's incredible.
It is. No question.
Okay, so the Flyers win a playoff series, which they hadn't done in a while. So I know that they want more. You can't be satisfied with one. But what did it mean to the organization just to clear that hurdle to now get to the next round?
Yeah, I think it meant a lot, Steve. I think, all year they've been pointing towards winning their first series since, as you mentioned, 2012. And I think it'll give them some momentum going into the second round. Not that they needed any extra confidence, because I think they got a jolt of that, from the regular season. And this is a team that, won nine straight late in the year, but they've been the second-best team in the NHL since November 1st. So it's not like they just came on at the end of the year and were hot at the right time. They've been relatively hot for most of the season. You know, I think the first month was a learning experience. But so they were confident, but I think this helps their confidence. The problem is they're playing a team, the New York Islanders, that are probably their mirror image in the way they play, in confidence level, and they're coming off a very impressive five-game win over Washington. So I think this is going to be a long, grueling series, a lot of low-scoring games, a lot of 2-1 type games. Power plays are probably going to be a big factor. I mean, you can say that in almost every series, but I think it'll be magnified in this series.
Sam, what's interesting is the Islanders are in this spot for the second straight year where they won their opening round series in advance. And to me, what's interesting about that is they've done it after trading John Tavares. I wouldn't have thought that was possible, but they seem to be better off for it. Why are they better off for it, even though you and I both know Tavares is a really good player?
Yeah, he's a world-class player, no question about it. But I think they may have leaned a little bit too much on him, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And the scoring is now spread out, and you have three really good lines. When you have a guy like Pageau on the third line, a guy scores 20 goals a year or more, that's pretty good balance. And they're real strong down the middle with Barzal and Brock Nelson, and Beauvier has been just incredible. Anthony Beauvier, who was drafted four picks after the Flyers picked Travis Konecny. Beauvier's got six goals in the playoffs, and he's been a big factor. Josh Bailey's been a big factor, and they have other guys like Derek Brassard and George Eberle, guys that chip in with goals, and so they're well balanced. The Flyers are going to need to get production in this series from guys who have not scored, and you know who I mean, guys like Couturier, who has played pretty well, by the way, but he hasn't turned on the red light. Couturier and it's been well documented that Sean Couturier, Claude Giroux, JVR, and Travis Konecny have not scored a goal in nine postseason games. It's incredible that the Flyers are 7-2 in that stretch, without getting much production from those guys. They have chipped in with some assists and some good defensive work, but usually you need goals. That's the name of the game. So they're going to need that from those guys in this series, no question about it.
Which then brings up this element. The Islanders are a really good defensive team. How frustrating can they be for a team as talented as Philadelphia when you're going up against a team that has a defensive system as strong as the Islanders have?
Yeah, they can be, but I think, the Flyers can also be, the same way. I mean, both these teams have tremendous defenses, and, I think the Flyers might have a little edge in the goaltending department, although Varlamov has been incredible for New York during this postseason. But, if you're looking for experience, Varlamov is your guy. But if you're looking for a guy who wants to make a name for himself and show what he's all about, you go with Carter Hart, because this guy's going to be around for a long, long time. And he just bested Carey Price, his idol, in round one. I thought he slightly outplayed Price. And he's got a chance to do the same thing now against another veteran goalie. So, to me, these defenses are really close. I mean, The Islanders are very steady on the back end, but so are the Flyers. I mean, you look at the, you know, you have a second pairing of Sanheim and Myers, and Sanheim would be a number one pairing guy on a lot of teams in this league. And the third pairing, they're not sexy, but Haig and Braun, you know, or Dotson's pair, wherever you want to put in there. I mean, they get things done, especially Haig and Braun on the defensive side. They really get things done, and Haig brings that physicality. And the top pairing, Provorov and Niskanen, has been steady all year. I thought Niskanen, his play went down a little bit in the first round. They need him to get his level up. Of course, he missed the last game because he was suspended. And sometimes sitting out a game, you know, especially after the grind, can actually help you. So I look for him to bounce back as well.
Hart, is, as you mentioned, has been fabulous in net. You know, the shutouts he had. What interested me about the Flyers is I felt in the opening round they showed me the ability to win in a variety of ways. That, to me, is always the mark of a really good team. If it's not going well in this area, that's okay. We'll make it up for it in some other area. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, it's a real good point. And they've done that with defense. You know, the power play wasn't clicking, and then they made up for it in other areas. Their PK has been real steady. You know, and then guys that you didn't expect to produce, like Michael Rappel, if you include the first round, the round robin, you know, he missed some time with an injury, but he's got 3 goals and an assist in 5 games. You don't really expect that from a guy who's been primarily a fourth liner most of the year. He's moved up to the top line now for some of these games in the last series, but you know, Joel Farabee has really stepped it up. And you know, the guys that maybe you weren't counting on are producing. Tyler Pitlick is a you know, tireless worker who, you know, doesn't always show up on the score sheet, but as far as goals and assists. But you look down, he's got 5 or 6 hits, and he blocked 3 shots. So yeah, I agree with you. They've picked up and they've won in a lot of different areas. And the Islanders, as I said, they're a mirror image. They've done the same thing. They can play a physical game. They can play, you know, a quick game at times. The Flyers, I don't look at the Flyers as being a fast team, but at times, you know, they can get their break going. You know, it's just a good mixture. And I think both these teams have a real good mix. And that's why I expect a long series. Would not be surprised if we went 7 games.
And I also feel like in some ways the Islanders, who are really good, by the way, have had actually a pretty decent path. Florida and the Capitals, they gave them nothing at even strength, but I also thought it was a pretty good path for them because Washington, to their credit, looked completely disinterested.
Yeah, I agree. They looked like they didn't want to be there. The Florida series actually surprised me because, you know, I just thought Florida was a better team than it showed in the regular season. And I thought Joel Quenneville, I thought that would be a long series. And as you mentioned, the Islanders really did it kind of easily. They won that was the best of 5, of course, and they won in 4 games. You know, Barry Trotz is just, to me, you know, he's the best coach in the league, you know, over a long period of time. I think this year, Alain Vigneault probably did a better job and deserves Coach of the Year. But if you look at, you know, what he's done for his entire resume, there's nobody better than Barry Trotz. And you saw what happened with Washington after he won a Stanley Cup and then left. And then you saw the Islanders last year decimated by, you know, free agent signings. You know, they were last in the league in defense before Trotz got there, and then they turned around and last year were number one in the league in defense. So it shows you his system is really, really excellent, and it's two great coaches going against each other. This series has a little bit of everything, and the coaches, you know, are second to none. So it's going to be a game within a game between Alain Vigneault and Barry Trotz.
No question about that, because it's one thing I'll say about Barry Trotz. You look at Nashville, the Capitals, and now the Islanders. Every team he's coached, he's made better. That tells you everything. Because remember, Nashville started to come on because of him. So,
yeah, no question. Real good point with Nashville.
Sam, I know that we had a limited time, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks so much for your time. Great as always.
Always my pleasure, Steve. Enjoy the game.